Number 30 from April 2011, Regard the Wreckage. I spent a considerable amount of time this winter sitting on the old John Deere tractor pushing snow out of our long driveway. We had some pretty impressive piles of the white stuff sitting around for most of the winter. But now, as the snow has all melted, there are some pretty impressive piles of the gray stuff left behind, and by that I mean piles of gravel. It is one of the immutable laws of snow plowing that if you get in a hurry and are not really careful, you will end up scraping some gravel with your snow, and you will be left with miniature rock piles scattered all throughout your lawn. The deplorable part is that you then must do something with these rock piles because they not only look terrible, but even worse than that, they are very hard on your lawnmower, since that machine was never intended to cut rocks. But it is a very tedious task to find a good way to get this gravel out of the grass. Shoveling on grass doesn't work very well. Raking stones does not work well either. As our old neighbor used to say, quote, "It's as tedious as picking fly specks out of pepper," unquote. I thought maybe I could just leave this job for my wife, Deborah, but she seems disinclined to tackle it. Her position seems to be that since I made the mess, I can clean it up. Besides that, she has a firm policy that anything that needs to be done outside the house is mine. So, I guess it's me, but now I wish that I had taken a little more time and thought this thing through before I started slamming away at those snow drifts. It occurs to me that there are a lot of other things in life that resemble my snow plowing. Do you not find that there are times when you react quickly to some problem that is in your way, only to find out later that you should have given it a little more thought and done it in a little different way? How many times do we find ourselves being blindly defensive when somebody confronts us with our behavior? We push them out of the way verbally and plow on through, never considering that there might just be some truth in what they were trying to say to us. Or maybe we're on the other side of the issue. We want to have our way in a situation, and we run over the needs of others and leave behind a pile of resentments and hurt in them. Those kinds of things can take a long time and considerable effort to remove. Another area of life that might need more caution and forethought is in what we consider the pleasures of life. Just last week in group therapy on the psychiatric unit, one of the group members was talking about his addiction to pain pills and alcohol. He said, "Well, it's easy to get into, but hard to get out of." Another member was talking about her overeating problem and said basically the same thing. It all looks good at first, but later on, it's very hard to get rid of the weight. The fastest growing addiction now is the obsession with computers and computer games. Certainly these things can provide great entertainment and information, but there are people now that never even leave the house to spend time outdoors. All of our addictions and our obsessions start out looking good and helpful, but we must be careful to consider the gravel left behind in our lives as a result of plowing through these things. Even our religious and spiritual practices need caution and thought. Are we plowing through life with little time or thought devoted to the one who gives us life? Have we been careless about pushing aside anything that got in the way of what we wanted to do and then wondered why our relationship with the Lord was so rocky? These are appropriate questions to ask ourselves in the penitential season of Lent. It is a time of spiritual stock-taking to see what it is that we have on our shelves. It is a time to stop the world and get off and take a critical look at our handiwork in life. Are we doing those things which have lasting significance, or are we just doing things? Do we have a plan, and have we given our lives some thought, or are we just plowing on through with no regard for the wreckage?